My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about
go
now.
Ahead and climb out of my ass
with
for a while.
Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Who do you think you are?
Come on, Rob!
Come on, Rob!
What?
It's Division One football!
What?
Go play intramurals, brother!
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
What is Colorado Rockies?
We'll execute the baby.
They're eating the dogs.
They're Bottom eating line, the dogs. They're eating the pets.
Happy pets.
I used that one about 9 different times this weekend. There's a robust homeless community up there in Vancouver, BC.
They're eating the cats.
They actually had the homeless have like a street fair market amongst the homeless people. Like they do garage sales like amongst the themselves. It's kind of impressive. Like they lay out, there's like shirts and shoes and like all kinds of various,
Is it all trading and bartering or is there actual currency exchange?
To be honest with you, man, it wasn't like I was, I wasn't getting that in depth with it, but
throw around some fence, see what you can come back with.
Let's just say that we determined, me and my buddy, that anything that you wanted to buy, at these street fairs, I'm fairly certain
was for sale available.
Yeah. But it was weird because it was like, I mean, they have like this whole like it's an entire street that goes about like 5 blocks, and it's just I mean, it's, you think anything we got going on is bad? No. It's a whole other level up there. I mean, it looks like, I mean, it's like zombie land. And everyone's doing like the slunched over thing. But then they've got like all these people that have like kind of tarps and stuff laid out. And then like in a very orderly fashion, like sweatshirts that are folded and then like a random hodgepodge of shoes. And there's some pipes, you know. For those, they had some butane lighters and just like
all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. There was a couple like different shopping carts. There were some coolers, some bikes. And I don't know exactly where all this stuff was accumulated from, but I actually noticed there was a really nice Duke's hooded sweatshirt, like a Duke Blue Devil. And I was like, hey, that's a quality item for someone. I don't know how much it ran. Yeah, I didn't see any price tags, but I've never seen like a whole on like homeless garage sale.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's something. And they're big into the slunchers, like where they're bent over at the waist. A lot of that.
Yeah. Isn't that that fentanyl?
We were kind of going back and forth. We couldn't remember exactly what that was, but like it's a very specific drug. But boy, there's a lot of people bent in half up there in that fine city of Vancouver.
Mm.
So if you want to feel better about our homeless situation,
true story,
go up to Vancouver. You'll feel way better about it.
Yeah. Is it worse up there, generally speaking, or was it just what you saw?
The talking to people of Vancouver, yeah, it's like they've
it's pretty bad.
Well, they've the city has kind of shoved them into one area.
Yeah, that's what they do in San Diego.
Yeah, so if you like. Most of the city is fine, but if you happen to be in that one area,
yeah, it's a mess.
Look out. But it's really kind of confined to just that specific section.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way in San Diego one day when I was down there. We were visiting.
Yeah.
We're staying down by Petco Park. Mm-hmm. Just a couple blocks from Petco, and I had to go pick up a package or to drop off a package, an Amazon thing, you know, like a return or something. Yeah. And I saw that the place where I needed to drop it off,
it's in that
was area. Only like a mile and a half away, less like than
that. I'm going to walk.
And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk. I'm going to see what's over on the other side of Petco Park. Oh, boy. That's where they keep them all.
Yeah.
Right over there by the train station.
Ew.
And it is ugly.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you did here. Thank God I'm staying on the other side.
Yeah. It's like, and it's a known, like, I don't know what, we walked through like maybe two blocks of it and then we split off. And I don't know what businesses or like what is happening in that section, but I thought to myself, man, you imagine like you're running like a little like breakfast shop or whatever. And the city's like, hey, by the way, this is where we're all putting them. And it's, there's just no way that commerce can exist outside of their little, the homeless commerce. That's a real thing. I mean, it looks like a bomb went off too down there. And then Vancouver's a really, really nice city, but it's rough.
Well,
in that one area.
My wife's mad at
not by the way, people. It's not Vancouver. Someone's like on the text line.
Vancouver,
like,
BC.
Vancouver, BC.
Yeah.
Someone's like, Sue, is that over near Applebee's and SR 500? No. Wrong, Vancouver.
No, that's just a dump.
Yeah, that's just where Will lives. No. This is up north. Far, far up north.
Wow.
It's fun. Oh, he lives in the middle
of it.
He live in the middle of it.
Ortner catching strays here?
No, Will admits it. Like, he's like, Will lives in a very, like, hey, man, it's where you can afford. He's a young guy. He lives in a sketch neighborhood. But no, Vancouver is such a, like, a progressive, like super, like some of the, like, most expensive real estate in the world. And like fancy cars and all that, but you got to have a section of the city where it's just
damn libs.
They just kind of surrendered it, right?
Are they eating the pets?
But there was a lot of that. There was a lot of us. Like, you'd see a cat and we'd be like, they're eating the pets.
Are they stealing the geese?
They're eating the dogs.
Eating the dogs.
They're eating the cats.
I saw it on TV.
They're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
They're eating the pets.
Jesus.
I have concepts of a plan.
Hey, so my wife's upset at our wireless carrier.
Yeah.
And rightly so, because...
Does anyone love their wireless carrier?
I don't think so. I think I had a... There was a moment in my life where I thought one was pretty good that I had, but that's probably naivete.
Okay.
Or they just left me alone for the longest time.
Yeah.
But she's not wrong. Our bill continues to go up, and we continue to call them, and they can't explain why, and then they give you a credit. And then it happens again. Does this happen to you?
My bill, every time I look at my bill, every single time, I do the exact same thing. What in the hell? I don't even bother anymore. I don't know. I just paid the damn thing.
Well, guess what? I'm like you. I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe
it's going to cost what it's going to cost, and we just pay it.
Exactly. She is not like that. No. She's like, this is not right. Our bill went up. Mm-hmm. And we have multiple lines on there. She's got a business phone. We've got her dad's phone.
And
we've
someone
got
trades
Meatball's
in a
phone.
Damn phone, and then there. It's always confusing because you have to pay for the phone, but then there's credits, and it's the most complex billing thing of all time.
Well,
I understand
none
of it.
That's what they want.
Exactly.
Is they want that bill to be reading Japanese. And she noticed it.
You're speaking Japanese.
And she called them, and I was sitting there listening. They were maddening with this, like, well, I can't really see what's happening. And it looks like maybe you lost, they said you lost your auto pay discount.
Because
if you just set up a credit card to auto pay or a debit card, whatever, then you get a discount.
Sure.
She's like, you lost that because you switched credit cards. And my wife's like, I'm looking at every single one of our payments, and it's on the same card. We did not change it. And she's like, well, I got to forward you to someone else. And then that guy's like, well, I don't really know, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to credit you, and then hopefully it'll get corrected, and then next month you won't have the same problem. And she's like, no, I want to know that this is done and corrected and will not happen again because it keeps going up. So our bill has gone up, I mean, $70 a month?
Absolutely.
Over time because of this little crap. And they can never explain it.
No one can.
Okay, so that's bull. So she's like, listen, we're going to another carrier on Saturday. We're getting in the car. You and I, we're going out there. And damn it, we're going to get a new carrier.
It's like when you tried to cancel Comcast.
Well, I told her that story. I don't think she knew that story. But at the old house, I was so mad at Comcast, I tried to cancel them. And this was for internet.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out that there was no other internet provider in that area. I had to go groveling back to Comcast, which, by the way, that is where this drop right here came from. You laughing at me for being so mad at them.
You got so pissed, and then 24 hours so later, you had to call back and be like, I want to restore my service.
Luckily, they're a big enough company that, you know, nobody...
They all suck balls.
The new person on the phone didn't know that all that had gone down. Anyway... So we go to the new carrier, and boy, have you been into any of these wireless stores recently?
I have not changed wireless carriers in over a decade for this exact
reason. But you haven't gone to like a store to maybe shop for a phone?
I was in a store in the last couple months just because I needed a new physical phone. Yeah. Same carrier, but like I had to go in to
exactly.
The store.
And I switched my internet over. I get now my internet from my wireless carrier. So I've had
so
to go.
So you've been in.
Yes.
And it's a mess.
Yes.
They're understaffed. It is Thunderdome in there. There's angry old people.
Yep.
They're understaffed, and the poor people there, at least at this one we went to, they were pretty nice. There were only two of them.
Yeah.
One guy had no idea what he was doing. He's like, look, I need this other girl to come around. I don't know. And so the other girl came over. She was clearly the leader, but yet she was swamped because she was working with five other people. It's absolute Thunderdome.
Yes.
So we got nowhere on it.
Of course not.
And so we went to the third carrier because, you know, there's three main carriers.
Yeah.
We went to the third one.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Are you? Tell me you stayed with your original carrier.
Well, we haven't done anything yet, but we're just kind of checking. We're getting prices, right? Like, how hard is this? What do we need to do? Maybe we don't want to do this. We go to the third one, and it's over by our house. And oh my God! First of all, it smelled like smoke in there. But there was one
cigarettes or weed.
Weed. There was one guy in there, and he was. I want to say he was special, so I'm going to be nice to him.
Sure.
He had one customer, one. And that woman looked at, the second I walked in there, she looked at me and with the eyes of like, do not, she's like, go, save yourself, go. So I go in there and I'm like, my wife's on a mission. We're not going to leave. She wants to check this out. We drove over here. Let's just see what this guy says. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it takes him for effing ever to get over to us. He's working with one person. We sit there for 15 minutes, and finally he's like, okay, what can I do for you? My wife's like, well, we're thinking about switching carriers. What do you got? He's like, Listen, and he goes, come over here. And he shows us his computer screen, and it's got three plans. Mm-hmm. One's for $27 a phone, one's for $42 a phone, and one's for $55 a phone. I said, what's the difference between the bottom two right here? He's like, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in the back, I'm going to print something out for you, I'm going to give you a little homework. He goes in the back, and it takes him 18 minutes to do this. He printed out 42 pages from their website and said, here, read this. That was his idea of sales.
The best part about
this... Well, that was his idea of not having to read the 42 pages himself.
You guys are going to stay with the carrier that you hate because there's no other option.
No, I think we're switching, but we have to... There's a lot of phone lines involved, and so we have to wait on Meatball's final decision to know what we're going to do. But we're definitely not going with the third carrier. I can tell you that. I cannot believe the situation in that... In that that particular office. And so I get home, and my son's fiance is there, and she is, because we're talking through all this, and she has her phone through that third carrier where we had just like, I mean, who is this guy? How is this guy even hired? And she said, well, you know, it may have just been it's a bad store, one bad worker. And it's like, okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we didn't read the 42 pages, and no. We already eliminated them. So
they're out.
Yeah, but it's to be fair, it could have just been that particular guy. But so now we're. I don't know which is worse: the wireless carriers and how they operate, the TV cable companies and how they operate, or the airlines and how they operate. They're all so
they don't care.
Effing. Bad.
And I submit to you the insurance companies and how they operate.
Because yeah, that's true, too.
Because it just doesn't matter. They are like, whatever. You're going to go... their whole thing is, you're going to get mad at us, and you're going to go out and find out it's not better anywhere else. And so you're just like that old married couple, and your spouse has gotten fat and lazy, and they're mean, but you're fat and lazy and mean, and you can't find anywhere else. And you're like, look, neither one of us can stand anyone else, so they're just going bad. That's the way all these companies work.
And those carriers, they're like, you need your cell phone more than we need you.
Yes.
So that's...
Well, I did get the sense that none of them cared if we bounced back and forth. Like, they just don't care. Like, the people in the stores couldn't give two rips that we... I thought maybe we were going to get the, oh, you would like to switch? Here's what we're offering you. I will make some commission off this, so I'm going to try to sell you on this.
No.
Oh, they couldn't give two S's.
When you go to, like, a car dealer, like, they're like, don't go look somewhere else. Like, what can we do? Let's try to make you feel comfortable as possible. Like,
it is not like that.
No.
And it used to be the TV and internet people would do that. They'd be like, oh, I'm thinking about switching to a Dish. And they're like, well, let me give you 2 months free and throw in some HBO.
What's it going to take to get you into this deal?
That doesn't happen anymore.
They do not care. No.
When I called to cancel my Comcast service after, one, being a spokesman for them for a number of years, being with them for over, like, 12 years, and I was like, I literally said, I get a worse deal than if I was never a customer. And I signed up brand new. And the lady goes, that's right. I said, so you can't give me even the deal that I would get if I was a new customer. And she goes, no. And so I said, so why wouldn't I just go somewhere else? And then if I wanted to switch back or just go somewhere else? And she's like, that's a good point. And so I was like, well, I'm going to cancel. And she was like.
They like dare you to do it.
No, she was like, fine.
Bye.
And when, remember, I had a buddy of mine who gets a brand new phone every year. He always gets the brand new iPhone. And so this was like a year or so ago, and he hates that I have an Android. So he goes, dude, this phone's like 8 months old. Take it. It was like the iPhone 15 or whatever. He's like, go in and switch over to it. I took it into my carrier and said, I just would like to switch from this phone to this phone, Android to iPhone. The guy's like, it's going to be tough. I don't know. Passes me off to two other people. We spent an hour trying to transfer over my information to an iPhone. He goes, you might want to go to a bigger store with more of an IT guy. So I go to the store that they recommended to me. I was there for an hour, and their solution was, if you want a new phone, I would recommend just getting an Android because I don't know what to tell you on this one. They're like, it's beyond our scope. They couldn't even switch from an Android to an iPhone. I was like,
Seems like something enough people would want to do nationwide or internationally that there'd be an easy way of doing that.
They just don't care.
But then it makes you appreciate companies like Costco.
Yes.
Companies like Amazon.
Yes.
That do seem to really care about the customer service that they provide.
Yep.
I appreciate that, S, yes. after when, dealing with these
when
clowns.
When you get good customer service, it is shocking. You're like, what? What's happening?
What, you care about me?
what?
And yeah. Costa's right. He says, they all suck. I just go with the one that's cheapest out of the biggest companies.
There you go.
And that's what I'm going to do. And unfortunately, that is not the one we're currently with. We're going to have to switch. And I told my wife, I said, you better expect bad customer service from this new one. She's like, oh, I do. But at least, hopefully, the bill stays the same every month.
It won't. It won't.
And then we'll go to the third one.
I have called so many times to try to have my bill explained to me, and it just, they wear you down.
They have more will.
They do have more will. What do they have? They got time. Yeah, you want to be on this call for 30 minutes? You're like, eventually.
Well,
like,
they can also tag out.
Yeah.
And just like, hey, bring in the fresh one.
Well, right, like, and if you like fold, then Kirby. You don't have your cell phone. No. Like if you're in, like yeah. you ultimately are giving up the thing that you need. So they're like, well, you'll come back eventually.
The girl's in the break room with a Gatorade and a towel. She gets up. She hears the whistle. She's like, I got to go get this guy's being stubborn. I got you.
Dude.
I'll take over.
They're like the hot girl at the bar. She doesn't have to try because eventually you're going to come back. I don't care how much of a bitch she is. She's hot, and you'll eventually circle back to her, and she knows it. And if you don't, someone else will.
Is it true this guy's saying if you want better customer service, go to the corporate stores, not the franchise stores? Is that true?
I don't know what to tell you.
I have no idea.
That sounds right, but I don't know.
I don't want to call out Mike. I don't know. I go. There's a.
Who are you with?
Yeah. That's what he doesn't want to do.
Who are you with?
Just.
Who are you with, Buckley?
It's all an S show.
I'm a loyal Verizon customer.
Are you?
Have been for some time.
Okay, and you're okay with them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to tell you now. I have to tell you.
Okay.
That's who you're bailing on?
No, the third store was Verizon.
Right. Really?
With the goober in there that printed off 42 pages.
Then I'm kind of with Meatball's fiance. I think it may be worth checking another spot. You might have just got a bad situation. Verizon's been pretty good to us over the years.
I think that guy's point about a franchise, that was probably just a franchise that some owner doesn't give a rip about, as opposed to the corporate store.
Well, I am T-Mobile. And
they're
fine.
Have you been with another carrier?
Yes. The funny part is years and years ago when my late wife was around, she was a Verizon person.
Okay.
And we had to leave Verizon because she got so pissed off at Verizon. Mm-hmm. And then we switched to AT&T. And we left AT&T because I got so pissed off at AT&T. And we're with T-Mobile. And I've been plenty pissed off at T-Mobile over the years, but less pissed off than the others, and I don't want to switch it up again. And so it's just, they're fine. That's all I can say. If someone said, would you recommend T-Mobile, this would be my thing. They're fine. They're fine. They offer a lot of like free things, and so I'm just like, I don't know. And there's a store by my house, and it's good enough. It's good enough.
Yeah. What a world. I mean, they're so bad. They're like the airlines. Uh-huh. It's just, it's frustrating. Well, we're with AT&T.
for now.
So we're flirting with T-Mobile.
Yeah. Well, I will give
I'm not sure if we should.
I will give you this. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Well, if your bill stays the same every month, that's really all we ask. You leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone.
It shouldn't be that hard.
It should not be that hard.
But careful getting into the credits.
New study next on The Fan.
Wild card, bitches!
A new study about hangovers has been released.
Oh, what do we got?
Well, it is that water is not going to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
So just you're talking about in the morning when you wake up.
Yeah. Or at night, like some people are all drunk, and they get home and they chug a bunch of water thinking that's going to help them.
Sure, I don't know if it's real or not, but for me, if I'm going deep, I get to a certain point. Like if I hit double digits, then I go 1-to-1 water booze. So you if you're going deep, then you got to water, and then you can drink water, then drink, and I've always found that helps me.
There's a persistent belief that chugging water after a night of drinking can counteract the effects of too much booze, but experts say it does little to prevent the fresh hell of a hangover. Using data from three studies, researchers in the Netherlands concluded that dehydration is not the sole cause of a hangover, meaning that drinking water has a limited effect on the body's recovery.
Okay.
The review tracked the hangover symptoms of boozers who drank water before bed versus those who didn't. Results showed that those who drank water felt less dehydrated but experienced the same degree of pain, nausea, and exhaustion as those who chose to forego the water. Researchers concluded that consuming water during or directly after a drinking session is ineffective in preventing hangovers. Further, drinking water after the hangover had set in was not shown to alleviate any symptoms.
So what you're saying is, screw you, water, just keep drinking.
I think...
hair of the dog.
This goes back to my theory that the single best cure for a hangover, and I cannot be convinced of anything... I mean, I'm an experienced drinker, man. I've tried everything.
Yeah.
Played four white guys and Egyptian. We tried everything.
You tried.
I tried everything. We played four white guys and an Egyptian. I mean, we tried everything.
Two drinks, no more, no less, is perfect.
What do you mean?
Two drinks, no more, no less.
Oh, you're saying don't drink more if you don't want a hangover?
No, I'm saying if you are hungover, have two drinks.
Oh, I see. Oh,
no more.
As the cure. Okay. Got it.
No less. Yes. You don't want to drink more because now you're going to, the law of diminishing returns.
Sure.
Two drinks is going to help you just kind of balance that out.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you can sleep it off and you'll be better the next day.
Sure. Okay.
That's my.
I'm with you.
If I'm really, really hungover, which I don't get anymore, but back in the day, that's what I would do.
Okay. Nice.
Maybe a mimosa.
Yeah, you wake up, you just kind of...
or two.
Keep it going a little bit.
And then you just cruise off of that.
Yeah. I know some people, like in Asia, they have a big hangover pill. That's always one. You know, there's different medications for that. Some people over there swear by it.
I've seen those. I mean, clearly some people must buy them. Do those work?
I don't know. My kids try them and stuff. I'm not a big hangover guy. I'm pretty good at... as long as I got something to eat... I'm usually pretty good at bouncing up, and I'm an exercise guy. If you wake up and you're hungover, I'm a big believer of get up and start sweating. But some people swear by those pills. Other people do the Gatorade and Tylenol. I got some friends of ours that are, like, if you're over at their house drinking, they give you the Tylenol and the Gatorade, like, beforehand. They're like, here, this is for you. So, I don't know. Everyone's got their own technique. But it makes sense that waking up and just drinking water isn't going to fix it.
Yeah, they're saying
at that point it's way too late.
They're saying that the hallmark effects of a hangover are the result of oxidative stress and the body's inflammatory response to alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. Whereas dehydration, you know, you could just drink water and you're no longer dehydrated, right?
Yeah.
Like you're thirsty, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Like that's quickly solved.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've noticed, you can drink an S ton of water. Your hangover is not quickly solved. It takes the same amount of time to go away.
No. I just find that, again, it goes back to some preparation. Mix in some waters, do some eating while you're drinking, and to me that can mitigate you, you know, feeling like crap or help you, you know,
well,
go
I think
a little deeper.
When you mix in the water during, I think the only thing that does is maybe make you more full to not want, like, so let's say you're drinking a bunch of beer or something.
Yeah.
Water is going to help. Maybe I think it would help you drink less if you're drinking water in between there, because you're just shoving liquid down your gullet.
Sure.
But I think what this is saying is that even water during a drinking session does not help you. Much.
And I may be wrong about this, but I thought that specifically the headaches caused from a hangover were due to an imbalance in like sugar and hydrogen from all the alcohol you consumed. So I thought that consuming more water while you were drinking helped that imbalance. Like, not like it makes you sober or whatever, but it makes that discrepancy not so much. I was led to believe.
Well, in your face, Buckley.
Well, it's funny because the only thing that gives me, the only part of a hangover that I ever get, like I don't throw up, I haven't thrown up from booze in 20 years. The only part of a hangover that I get, it can be the headache, and that is only wine. Wine is the only thing that gets me. If I spend an entire night drinking wine, I will wake up with a headache the next day. But beer and liquor does not do that. I've always assumed that's just the sugar, right? That the wine headache?
I thought so, too.
It's the tannins.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that, the tannins. That's the only thing that gets me. So,
it's some people. It's not all people.
But it's just weird that I can go on a gnarly whiskey binge, and it will be nothing compared to if I just go out with my, I stay at my buddy's house and we just drink wine.
So they say that tannins from wine can disable enzymes in your body, which then release serotonin into your brain, and that causes excruciating headaches.
Mm. Yeah, that's no fun. The wine headache. And just know yourself, you know. It's like we should all know kind of where we're at. And just listen to your body.
How about this?
Some people do it better than others.
Don't drink too much.
That's right.
How about that?
No.
What about that?
Hey, I got one of these, right? Let's go. You get one life, and hey, sometimes, you know, you need a little anesthesia. Dude, my doc says juice and sugar helps a hangover. I just feel like everyone has an idea. Everyone.
You know, Frank Sinatra, this the text line reminds us of Frank Sinatra's theory on this.
What's that?
You know, of course, he was a big booze hound.
Oh, yeah.
He said hangovers are for people that are dumb enough to stop drinking.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
Technically, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, quitters. Just keep going.
Two drinks. No more, no less. Right. It'll ease the pain.
You and Sinatra. Who better to take advice from?
I can't say that I've tried yours specifically, but I will say that the morning mimosa, the late morning, early afternoon seltzer after like a rough night, I'm starting to think you might be onto something here.
Yeah. It deadens the pain. And then you can sleep. Because it's just time. It just takes time.
Yep.
All right. What is next, you ask?
I am asking.
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
Something.
Do you believe?
We've got a notable death.
Oh, a notable notation?
In the world. Someone has died. I don't know if 70's gone too soon, but...
It's a little early. I don't like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, we've lost a great one, Jason.
Who did we lose? I don't think I saw this.
Well, I'm not sure he was great.
Okay. We lost an okay one?
We lost one. All right. Tito Jackson is dead at the age of 70.
Oh, all right. Tito, huh? I'm not familiar with Tito other than he gets made fun of a lot for kind of, like, the Jackson 5 kind of became a joke, and wasn't he kind of like the punchline for all of those?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I just know that we are now left with only three living Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah, because Michael and Tito. So we got what, Jermaine?
You have Jermaine is still with us.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon is still with us.
Oh, okay.
And
I should have known that.
Jackie?
Jackie Jackson?
I think so, right?
I don't know.
Or do they claim that Randy was? I don't think Randy was.
Oh yeah, no. That,
was
that,
he an OG?
Randy Jackson.
He wasn't in the Jackson 5.
No, he was the bass player for like Journey or Tower of Power or something. You talking about like Dog? That Randy Jackson, like the American Idol? That Randy Jackson? Or was there a?
No, there's a Jackson brother named okay. Randy.
The only ones that I know, honestly, are Tito and Jermaine.
I mean, there's like 9 kids.
Well, and then, yeah, because there's Janet and who's the one that posed naked? LaToya?
LaToya.
Yeah. Is there any normal Jacksons? Like, can you be normal? Janet? Is Janet the most normal?
I mean, hasn't Jermaine kind of presented himself fairly normal?
Is he?
I mean, I don't know. They're probably all insane.
Well, they're all, they're always seem bitter and angry. And
well,
that's just a weird. A
there's
weird
only
deal.
3 left.
All right, well, rest in peace.
Tito. Like the vodka, Tito's.
Well, I just, you know, Michael was messed up because of the upbringing, so I don't, you know, I would assume that the rest of them are very similar to that. I'm not sure you could grow up in that home and not, you know, not have it affect you. It's old Joe Jackson, who I think is dead too. That guy.
I think sometimes it depends on where you are in the hierarchy of kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, where, you know, you got less attention.
Yeah, because I think, like, or things just went south. You know, well, you stack up a bunch of kids, and all of a sudden the olds are like, eh.
Well, Michael was getting beat because Michael was, like, the meal ticket. And I think Tito may have just flown underneath the radar.
Yeah, like, see, like,
it wasn't really important.
We have a situation in our family where, I mean, there's 6 brothers and sisters, and the oldest has a very different viewpoint on how everything went down than the youngest.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Because the oldest saw, you know,
yeah,
the abusive parties in a different light.
Absolutely.
Than the youngest. So
yeah.
It's maybe a little bit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's, we're all shaped by our, again, if you talk to, you know, my family, I'm sure they all, and my kids are this way too. It's like everyone views it differently. Like I always ask my kids all think that someone else is the favorite, right? Or if you ask people in my family, I was, you know, I was the youngest, therefore I got babied. And then if you ask me, I would say that I got crapped on because I was the youngest. Then
my son is an idiot.
You know, there's always that, right? And the truth usually lies somewhere in the middle. You ever talk to like a family member or a sibling or something?
And oh yeah.
You talk about your childhood.
Well, my brother.
And you couldn't view it.
It's a polar opposite.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, that is not the way that happened at all. And they will swear to the cows come home that it was one way, and they're like, oh, that never happened. And you're like, I remember that vividly. And you're like, you know, it's just sometimes it's like beating your head against a wall. Because everyone remembers things differently. And I'll bet you the Jacksons, boy, you want to talk about some repressed memories or viewing things through different prisms. I don't know if there's a family that's more effed up than the Jacksons.
I love that word, prism.
Yeah. Can you imagine sitting down with Tito and just asking him, hey, man, what was it like growing up being Tito Jackson?
Well, who was the oldest of all the Jackson kids?
I think it was Jermaine.
Was it?
Yeah. Because Michael was the youngest, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Michael was the youngest. Yeah. Certainly of the Jackson 5.
Yes. Yeah, he was. Michael was just a kid, because I remember, like, when you see him in the, like, the in the 70s and stuff, Michael was just a little tiny fella.
All right, in order, you have Rebby, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, LaToya, Marlon, Brandon, Michael, Randy, and Janet.
But was, like, Rebby ever...
Oh, Janet was the youngest?
Janet the youngest, born in 66.
Wow.
So, boy, I don't... So, like, I don't remember Rebby Jackson at
all. Well, you mentioned some names in there that I had no idea...
I've never heard of Rebby Jackson.
So there were 9 of them?
According to this, yes.
God. And so, okay, so there were 4 that
were... 10 of them.
Oh, there were 10? There were 4 that weren't... 5 that weren't in the Jackson 5?
It says 5 of the Jackson children, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael, were members of the Jackson 5.
Yeah, okay. And then Randy, LaToya, Janet, and who else?
Rebby.
Rebby?
Rebby was the oldest.
Okay. Never heard of him.
Yeah. That's just...
Oh, wait. That's
and Brandon.
What?
Who I've just... also never... Rebby... Brandon is deceased.
Rebby's female.
Oh, okay. Brandon was... looks like born and died at birth. It looks like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, Rebby is a female. She's,
really?
Yeah, she's 74.
Oh, Brandon was a twin of Marlon, and Brandon didn't make it.
Oh,
Brandon and Marlon born the same day, but Brandon died that day, too.
The plot thickens.
Mm. Yeah, I can. When you look up, I've never heard of Rebby. When you look her up, she 100% looks like,
dude.
She looks like a Jackson. She's
I'm
really
sorry.
Pretty.
How is it that we have never heard? Are we that dumb that we have never heard of Rebby Jackson, the oldest of the Jackson? She's.
What has she ever done?
Well, I don't know, but you would think we would. We've heard of Jermaine. We've heard of Tito.
No,
I've never even heard of her.
She's beautiful, though. She's a good-looking gal. And it says she was a singer, but, you know, I would assume Rebby was a dude. I was like, you got me. And I've seen some of those, like, Jackson 5, like the movies based on them. I never remember hearing about Rebby. So, again, I wonder if Rebby is the most normal and is like, thank God no one paid any attention to me. He just let me do my own thing. Like, someone like the Jackson 5, like, the dad just beat the living hell out of those boys. And, like, they were, like, Michael, they were, like, devout Jehovah's Witnesses, but the dad was, like, an absolute dirtbag. So the dad was, and the brothers were, like, stooping girls on the road and with, like, Michael in the room making him watch and stuff. I mean, some of those kids didn't have a chance, especially Michael. You know? But that's one of those people will be like, oh, well, you know, look, he raised famous kids. Yeah, he raised a famous kid and effed a lot of them up.
Isn't that always the case with, Yeah, it's like Tiger Woods' dad. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't good.
No, he's a terrible dad. But the end justifies the means, right?
But his kid's got a lot of money, so.
Yeah, if you produce a kid that's rich, then that everyone's like, well, yeah, he's a great father.
Well, no, it was complicated.
It was complicated. Yeah, it wasn't. Joe Jackson was a horrid father and human being.
Well, I want to know more about Rebby. All right, we got a break. The Ducks Roundtable coming up in 10 minutes on The Fan. Falcons. The Dirty Birds leading the Eagles 9-7.
Yeah,
third quarter.
Dynamic offensive performance. Hey, at least they got Cousins under center, and they're trying to run some play action to protect him a little bit. So, doesn't look that pretty, but he's trying to move.
Coming up next is Ducks Round Table. Mm-hmm. And this table is somewhat round.
Yeah, it's more of oblong, if you will. You know, it's like Arnold's head.
Yeah.
They'll have some good things to talk about tonight.
Yeah, they will. Good little civil war out there for the Ducks.
Not so much for the Beavs.
Good thing it's not Beavs Roundtable.
That is true.
So tune in for that. That's coming up next. Or I guess I should say stay tuned for that. Don't leave and then come back. You can't do that.
Yeah, listen to our advertisements. Yep. Our advertisers pay for those.
So that's next. And then our show returns tomorrow, I think. 3-7 on The Fan. Good night. Baby, what I say, you come join us singing. I got a woman down in the tunnel trying to make it pay. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Do the song about a sweet love and move. Do the song about the night. When you do the walk of life. Do the walk of life.
emotion. Any boy can play a dedication. Devotion is turning all the night time into the day. A song about the sweet love of a woman. They do the song about the night. Then they do the walk of life. Yeah, you do the walk of life.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.